Church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. And my name is Bob Arthurs, and we are getting closer and closer to being all the way through the month of May. Here we are, the 21st of May already, and things just seem to be flying by. And I pray that you are moving forward in your walk with God. I don't know about anybody else, but I had a great time on yesterday's program. And I pray that today, as we work our way through the rest of Psalm 106, that will be a blessing to you as well. Today, I want to say thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you think that your air conditioner is not going to make it all the way through the heat of the summer without some complications, I want to encourage you to give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call. If you're in the central Brevard County, they're pretty restricted in their area here as far as the central part of the county. Don't wait for it to break down. You know, Bill with Creative AC Solutions, through the years, he has told us, he said, you know, I've worked on this system and it's getting closer and closer to the end of its lifespan. You need to be planning now what you're going to do. And so we took his advice, and you know, we changed the air handler out, and it was a wonderful blessing, because we were able to do that when it wasn't, you know, really, really hot. You need to pray for people in the construction industry. Be praying for the roofers. Be praying for the landscapers, for the concrete people, and you need to be praying for the AC repairmen, because they never work in rarely work in an atmosphere that is pleasant. If they're working on a heater, it's because it's cold outside and somebody's heater isn't working. If they're working on an air conditioner, it's because it's hot outside and people want their air conditioner to work. And so if you can't support them with your business, could you at least support them with your prayers and praying that God would keep them healthy and safe while they are doing their best to make everybody else comfortable? So I want to take this opportunity to invite you to our services this Sunday. I have a friend of mine who is going to be speaking. He has been a pastor. He was pastoring in Volusia County, was his last pastorate, and he has stepped down from that, and someone else has taken over pastoring that church. But he is going to be presenting a wonderful message this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. And you know, solid individual, and going to preach a great word. I invited him to come and preach. This is Pentecost Sunday, and we are really looking forward to what God is going to do this weekend. So today we're going to go back to Psalm 106. By the way, that's Sunday morning at 10:30. We do have Sunday school at 9:30. I will be there, we would invite you to Sunday school at 9:30 and the worship service at 10:30. We're going to go back to Psalm 106. Verse number 3 says, "Blessed are those who keep justice." And we have been going through Psalm 106, and we have been identifying various types of blessings. Not all of them are things that are positive that are added into our life. Sometimes those blessings are negative things that don't get added to our life. And so we talked about yesterday that people who live or who keep justice are blessed by not having sown seeds of rebellion and not reaping a harvest of rebellion. They are blessed because God saves them for his name's sake so that he might make his power known. They are blessed by believing in God's word and having oppressors removed from their life. We are blessed when we live justly or when we keep justice because we do not have leanness in our soul. And we are also blessed with people who intervene on our behalf. So today we are going to drop down to verse number 28, Psalm 106, verse number 28. It says, they joined themselves also to the Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices made to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped. And that was accounted to him for righteousness to all generations forevermore. You know what that means? That there are people from Phinehas's lineage that are still walking in blessing today, and they may not even be aware of it. You know, I don't know how far back you know the names of your relatives. I can go back to both sets of great grandparents on my mother's side. I could go back to my great grandparents' last name, and I actually met my great grandfather on my dad's side, but he was very old. So, I mean, I could tell you his name too. I could tell you where they were from. But you start pushing me too far, and I'd have to go and identify. I'd have to go back to the genealogical record that has been provided to me and say, we got to go way back to find out what's going on. And I got a relative that's done that, that's traced us back, I think, back to the 1500s or something like that. But to go all the way back to Phinehas, who was alive basically around 1500 BC, that's 3700 years ago. That's a long time. I can't trace my ancestors back. But there are people right now who are walking in the blessing of God because there was a man who one day had the opportunity to live in justice, and he chose to do so. A plague was stopped, and there were people who were blessed with spiritual purity. What happened at the Baal of Peor, God had brought them out of Egypt, delivered them from the idolaters or from the idols of Egypt, and Balaam couldn't advise how to conquer the children of Israel, and so he suggested to them that they send seductresses into the camp who would get them to worship this idol known as the Baal of Peor. And there was a lot of immorality that went along with worshiping Baal. And Phinehas lived justly, and so he was blessed with spiritual purity. I could go into more detail about the things that went on, but let's just put it this way. Phinehas said, on my watch, we're going to have spiritual purity. And the plague was stopped. I don't know about you, but that's a blessing. Let me frame it in this light, if I could. how many of you would like to walk around all day long condemned and experiencing constant, relentless conviction of everything that you have ever done? I don't know about you. I don't like that. I can remember from middle school and high school, I can remember my failures better than I can remember my successes. I don't like that. But I remember those and I learn lessons from them. And so I will tell you this. Don't buy into the devil's lie that there are no consequences for setting aside God's biblical standards and embracing society's new standards of confusion and immorality and all of that sort of stuff. That's not where a lasting legacy. Phineas was blessed not only with spiritual purity, but he was blessed with a lasting legacy of faith. Let's move on. Verse number 32. They angered him, God, also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. Now, that you would find in Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. So let me take you back. Let me take you back to Numbers chapter 12 so I can read to you what actually happened. And let's see. No, I'm sorry. It's not Numbers chapter 12. Let me see if I can find out where that reference. It's Numbers chapter 20, verse number 12. That's what it is. I inverted the numbers. Numbers chapter 20, verse number 12. And so this is when they are in the wilderness and the people are crying out for water. They're thirsty. And it says in verse number seven, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals. Remember, it says speak to the rock. This is the second time they have gone through this. The first time they were commanded to strike the rock. This time they are commanded to speak to the rock. So Moses took the rod before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Okay, notice, Moses struck the rock. He wasn't commanded to strike the rock. He was commanded to speak to the rock. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given to them, or have given them. And so Moses inquires about and God, and you know, tries to change God's mind over and over and over again, and God says, don't talk to me about this matter anymore. Okay? So, if you asked Moses why he did not go into the wilderness or into the promised land, he would say, and it's recorded in Deuteronomy repeatedly, he said, it was because of the people. It was because of you. It was because of you I didn't get to go in. If you asked God, God specifically says it was because Moses and Aaron did not trust God enough to honor him as holy in the sight of the people. There is a huge difference between the two. Here it says that they angered God at the water of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because he spoke rashly with his lips. Okay? Justice is not thinking that you have to intervene. That's what Moses said. Must we strike this rock? Must we bring water out of this rock for you? That wasn't what God told them to do. Okay? They were acting in a manner consistent with what they had done in the past, but it wasn't the current mandate. It wasn't what God, it wasn't the process God was wanting to use. And God wanted the people to see how holy he was and that he didn't need man's instrumentation. All he needed to do was speak to the rock, and the water was going to come forth. Moses got frustrated. Okay? So let me tell you that you and I, we've got to make sure that we don't get frustrated with the people that God is wanting to draw near to himself. And again, I'm not just teaching this to you. I teach this to me as well. We cannot get frustrated and use the wrong method when God is actually wanting to use a different method. And what would happen is, instead, if we use the wrong method, people end up seeing the wrong thing instead of bringing glory to God. So we need to live justly so that we are blessed with godly, faithful speaking, so that we do not speak rashly, so that we do not speak angrily, that we speak compassionately, and that we speak truth, that we speak anointed. And so that can be a blessing. How many of you have ever said, I can't believe I said that? Okay. I want the latter part of my life to have as part of its metric, I want there to be a lot less, I can't believe I said that at the end of my life, than there was at the beginning of my life. I want to live in such a manner that I am blessed with God taming my tongue. I want there to be less complaining and more proclaiming. I want there to be less of Bob and more of God towards the end of my life. Okay, verse number 40. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people. Do you notice a cycle here? This is summarizing 40 years of rebellion in the wilderness over and over and over again. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel, and they were brought low for their iniquity. So, how do I want to say this? Being delivered by God is a blessing. It is also a blessing to live your life in such a way that you don't have to be delivered over and 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 over again. I don't know how many that was. It was a bunch. But that's minuscule to the number of times that people end up having to be delivered. It is a blessing not to be humiliated by your sin. It is a blessing to be admired for living the life that God wants you to lead. Okay? So many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. And here's that word again. We started with this word. I believe we started at this program. No, yesterday's program. We started yesterday's program with verse number 8. Nevertheless, he saved them for his namesake. What's this nevertheless have to say? Nevertheless, he, God, regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and for their sake he remembered his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied by all those who carried them away captive. I put here that the blessing that comes for living just is that God hears us when we pray. He hears us when we cry out. The blessing is he remembers his covenant. The blessing is that he deals with us according to the multitude of his mercies. Okay? I pray that you position yourself, that you live your life in such a way so that the mercy of God is not exhausted. Now, you're never going to exhaust the multitude of God, but I don't want to have to avail myself, if you will. I want the mercy of God to be of such that I don't become a statistic of recidivism back into a sinful stronghold. I want to be delivered and empowered so that I never have to endure that again. Okay? We are blessed because we have a God who hears us, who knows everything there is about us. He knows the oppressor, he knows the oppression, and he knows the oppressor's weakness. There are stories in the Bible that if you were living at that time and God told you what the strategy of military victory was to look like, you would have said, that can't be God. There's just no way. Okay? Let me prove it to you. God says to in one situation, send out the prayer team. Or send out the praise team, the worship team. Go ahead. You send them out first. No, that can't be God. You're Gideon. You gather 30,000 troops to try and defeat the Midianites. And God says, you got too many. And whittles it down. And, I think 22,000 left or something like that. And you know, it's down to like 10,000. And God says, you got too many. You end up with 300, and he said, there, that's just right. You say, what in the world is God going to do against thousands with just 300? Whatever God wants to do. See, it is very much about God, and we're just along for the obedience. And so we are blessed with a God who hears. May God bless us with an ear to hear him as well. What does it say? Let him who hears hear what the Spirit says to the church. So bless some of the blessings of living a just and righteous life before God is we both are listening to one another. God hears us, and we have positioned ourselves to hear from God. So let's wrap up Psalm 106 today. It says this in Psalm 106, verse number 47. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. When we live justly, when we live a life of justice, we are blessed with a God who saves us. We are blessed with a God who gathers us together. You were not meant to do life all by yourself. You were meant to be part of a community of believers. And however that looks in your life, you know, I know people that the believers that they gather with are because of their circumstances, they gather with believers around 91.5 FM to hear the word of God on a regular basis, on a faithful basis. And praise God for that. But we are also blessed to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. God blesses those who keep justice with a life of victory. With a life of victory. You see, Jesus said, do not fear him who is able to kill the body. Don't even worry about that. You need to have the respect. You need to have the reverence, the fear, the awe of the one who has control over your eternal soul. And when you are living forgiven, when you are living empowered by God's word, when you are living in faith, when you are living in obedience, you are going to live a life of victory. A lot of times we see people at funerals that we may not have seen for a long time. Let me tell you what a funeral for a believer is. It is a celebration of victory. Because for them, they have battled temptation for the last time. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus had prepared a place for them where they can spend forever with him. Where he is, they will be also. That's what he wants to do for each one of us. We are triumphant because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The testimony we have is we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the devil does not control our eternity. God does. That's a pretty good victory. I pray you have a victorious weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on the Refresh radio program. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Surround me faintly, yes, surround me.